About 4 years ago, I graduated from university with a computer engineering degree. I was all excited, ready to conquer the world, with the mindset that I already knew everything that I needed to know to apply for a software engineering position, and that school had taught me all of it. In my last semester of school, I applied for a software engineering internship, thinking that I was ready because, well, school had taught me all that a software engineer should know, and now it was only a matter of applying and just looking presentable for the interview. But I couldn't have been more wrong. I knew the concepts, I took classes on them. I had passed tests, aced classes covering these topics, but somehow when I went into the interview and I was given a problem, I didn't even know how to start. I didn't even know that the internship interview was going to be like this. I was used to other jobs where the interviews are more behavioral. There's a lot of like, tell me about a time that you did X to accomplish Y. But for some reason, this interview was a whole lot different. The interview started like a normal interview where the interviewer was just asking me some questions, but after a bit of time, the interviewer just pulled up a coding interface and gave me a problem to solve. Needless to say, that interview didn't go too well, but it did teach me a lot. First and foremost, it taught me that even though I was at the end of my college experience, I just didn't know enough, or at least I didn't know the concepts that were needed to successfully complete this interview. I mean, who would have thought that the interview was going to be like a test? Nobody had prepared me for this. So if you're like me, or you're just looking to apply for your first internship or your first full-time position as a software engineer, here are the things that I wish I would have known before applying and going into the interview, which I believe are essential for any developer or aspiring developer to know. First, let's talk about the basics of programming languages. Understand that HTML and CSS alone are not real programming languages. They are great for getting started, don't get me wrong, and are actually what most people use to create websites, but they simply lack or don't even contain the basic concepts that are being looked at and tested during an interview. So instead, pick up a language. This can be any language that you think will be easier for you, because you've already seen it at school or because it's just very interesting to you. This can be things like Java, C#, C++, JavaScript, or Python. And learn the basics of it. How it works, what the different variable types are, what a variable even is, how to do basic operations in these types, and just pretty much how the language itself works that will help you solve all of these problems that you will encounter. Next, we need to discuss object-oriented programming, or OOP for short. OOP is a programming paradigm that is essential for most software engineering roles. There are four main pillars of object-oriented programming. Those are encapsulation, abstraction, inheritance, and polymorphism. You should understand how to program in an object-oriented manner. This includes being familiar with its benefits, such as testability, scalability, and maintainability, and its downsides, like extra boilerplate code and the need to structure your code around objects and their interactions with each other. Moving on, another big part that gets tested more often than not is testing. Testing is a critical part of software development, as it ensures that your code does what it's expected to do and it's more robust and reliable. You should know the different types of testing, like unit testing, integration testing, and system testing, as well as the difference between what white box and black box testing is. Additionally, understanding test-driven development, or TDD, can be greatly beneficial. TDD is a process where you write the tests before you write the code itself. This can help ensure that your code is robust and reliable, and it also gives you a sense of what the code should do even before you actually go and code it. Another crucial area is data structures and algorithms. These are probably the most important part because these are the foundational concepts that you should know for your software engineering interviews as well as for real-world applications. You should understand the basic data types like integers, floats, strings, booleans, etc. Moreover, you should be familiar with more complex data types like arrays, lists, linked lists, queues, stacks, trees, hash maps, and graphs. Knowing how to use these structures to solve problems is key. This involves determining which data structure to use and how to actually apply it to solve the problem at hand. Finally, practice is essential. One of the best ways to prepare for your coding interviews is by solving problems on LeetCode or similar coding platforms. These have a ton of different problems, a lot of times specific problems that have been asked in previous interviews at major companies, as well as they contain most of the solutions, they give you step-by-step guides, and they just have a lot of the different patterns that you should be familiar with that will help you ace those interviews in a breeze. Regular practice helps you become more familiar with the different problem types and patterns that are essential and the key, I guess the base to solve all of the problems that you encounter. Make sure to study efficiently by understanding the patterns behind the problems. Don't try to memorize a specific problem because during the interview, they might change things here and there that might throw you off if you memorize the problem. So instead of dedicating time to memorize or completely remember the problem line by line, focus on learning the pattern behind the problem. Why two-pointer works? What is a sliding window? This will help you with solving any problem that you're presented because you'll be able to determine what pattern applies where and then either use the pattern or combine it to build up on your solution. Always remember that in an interview, solving a problem, it's always better than not solving the problem at all. Even if it's with a slower solution or a slower approach, if you solve it, that will still give you some points. Even if you don't solve it in the excellent runtime that the interviewer would prefer, by solving the problem shows your problem solving skills, shows that you can work in a little amount of time because you'll probably just have 45 minutes for any interview. And it also helps the interviewer know that even if you can't come up with the most optimal solution, you can get the job done. Also, don't spend a lot of time in one specific problem. If you're practicing lead code and you've already taken 20 minutes to an hour in one problem, just stop, look at the solution and learn how to do it. Because after an hour, you're not really being productive and it's gonna be a whole lot more beneficial for you to just look at the solution, try to understand what they're doing there, and then come back to that problem later in the future and try to solve it yourself. Also, take these one day at a time. Don't try to overwhelm yourself by trying to do 150 problems in one day. I mean, if you can do it, great, but I wouldn't recommend it. This doesn't give enough time for your brain to process the solutions and understand what's really happening. So it's gonna make it harder for you to actually understand the patterns and let your brain process what you just learned. So try to do a couple problems a day. I would say 2, 3, 4 problems a day might be enough. This gives enough time for you to process, understand, and then have a clearer view of why you should use a specific pattern for certain approaches. Also, make sure to give yourself enough time to prepare and practice. So if you're thinking of applying to your first internship or your first full-time position, give yourself about, I would say, 3 to 4 months where you can sit down and dedicate a couple hours a day to understanding, to studying, and preparing for this interview. Remember that you want to be as prepared as you can when you apply for an interview because most companies have like a specific time that you need to wait before the first time that you apply and another time. So if you're thinking of going to a place like Google, they might have like a 6-month period that you can't apply again. So you want to make sure that the time that you apply, you're ready for it. And also periodically revisit the problems that you have solved in the past. As a software engineer, I can vouch that code that I wrote 6 months ago, if I look at it today, I will probably have no idea what's happening there. It's so many things that you're working on, so many things that come your way, that looking at the things that you have done before becomes like a completely foreign language. So make sure that you go back to the problems that you have solved in the past and try to solve them again to make sure that you understand the actual concepts and that you know how to solve it more than you actually knew. So I know this was a bit of a compressed version of all of the things that you should know for your next interview. And I know that there are probably a lot more things that you should also know, but I believe these are the essentials of all of the things that will get you ready, at least for your first internship or your first full-time position. So to recap, we've covered the basics of programming languages, the essentials of object-oriented programming, the importance of testing, a rundown on data structures and algorithms, and the value of practicing problems on lead code. These are foundational concepts that I wish I would have known before applying to my first internship. And I believe that anyone going into an internship as a software engineer, keep these things in mind. Remember that this is not gonna be like every other job that you have applied for. This is gonna be a test. They're making sure that you know that you can code. I've had the chance to interview a lot of interns in my current position, and one of the things that I've noticed is that you see their resumes and they have a 4.0 GPA, have taken all of the different classes that they should have taken, but they simply don't know how to code. They don't know these concepts. They can't solve problems. So make sure that you do this, understand this, try them, get familiar with the concepts, and I assure you that you'll be ready to ace any interview that comes your way. If you found this video helpful, make sure to like and subscribe. And if there's any of these concepts that you'd like me to delve into a whole lot deeper, make sure to comment below, and I'll be making more videos in the future to cover these topics. So stay tuned and stay curious.